Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blog A Tips Tuesday podcast for November 19th, 2019, and I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include what's coming soon to the Gutenberg Ninja course, why you need to dig deep into settings if WordPress auto-updated for you, whether it's okay to update to WordPress 5.3 or not yet, and why, whether it's okay to update most plugins or not, what's in the Genesis 3.2 release and whether it's okay to update or not, and you only have 14 days left to update your PHP version and see how. So let's dive in. In Blockade happenings, it's been a bit of a cuckoo week around here with several projects experiencing unexpected issues. So I'm running a little longer than expected on my wait list, and I appreciate your patience if you're on it. In fact, my whole schedule has been out of whack all week because of it, and that makes me feel a little scattered and pressured to get caught up. So this week's Tips Tuesday is a little shorter than normal, as I've not had time for all the reading I normally do during the week. And I'm under the gun with several deadlines. Plus, the vMix connectivity issue with Facebook is still happening, and I've not had time to research other connection types, so no live stream again tonight. And because next week so many folks will be traveling in the U.S. for the Thanksgiving holiday, we'll be skipping it too for the live stream. But woohoo! One of those deadlines is to get new Ultimate add-ons for Gutenberg plugin tutorials into the Gutenberg Ninja course, and I'm hard at work with making them, and I'll be releasing them in a full batch, and you're going to flip when you see all you can do with the blocks in this plugin. And I'm making all kinds of examples for you too. Now I'll send an email to everyone in the course when those publish. All right, y'all, that's the news from around here. Let's dive into this week's tips. In WordPress tips, auto updates for WordPress can't happen on major releases. Now, I've had several folks report that some of their sites auto updated to WordPress 5.3. That is not possible unless there is some third-party update mechanism in place. Minor releases like WordPress 5.2.3 to 5.2.4 will auto-update. But major releases like WordPress 5.2 whatever to 5.3 will not auto-update. So for anyone whose site did auto-update, you need to dig deep and check if there's some update mechanism in play. That could be from an update controlling plugin or from your host or from code in your WP config file. Now, as far as the WordPress 5.3 update, some folks are reporting no issues with it. However, I have also been hearing just as many reports with folks having issues. That includes folks getting a white screen and blaming it on having the Gutenberg plugin installed. Now, I tried that very update condition on two sites. One was fine, and the other froze during the update on three different attempts. Now, ever since WordPress 4.5, there's a new lockout feature during updates that has to be manually removed from the WP options table in the database. There's even a plugin that will do it for you. Now, a frozen update did not keep me from getting to other areas of the site, so it will be possible for folks to install that plugin to kill the lockout if needed. I've also heard of folks exhausting their host memory limit during the update, and I'm not sure what the cause of that is yet. Now, I've also got a post on the drawing board for the special order we need to do things in for this update, as it'll be a little different. And I'll publish that post and send it to all of my Blogaid News subscribers with a heads up when I feel it is safe to do the update. So just hang in there a bit, and I'll let you know when it's generally safe for us to update to WordPress 5.3. I haven't heard massive screaming about it, so thinking either most folks are okay or most folks are waiting. I don't know which. Now, as far as plugin updates, I haven't heard anyone screaming about doing those prior to doing a WordPress update, but there is one exception for sure. TinyMC Advanced has been updated to work with the WordPress 5.3 core changes. So you should not update that one until after you've updated WordPress 5.3. So I'm calling it safe to do all other plugin updates. And go read this post on how to update plugins with WP Rollback installed. There's a specific process to it, and it'll save your bacon if a plugin update goes sideways. WP Rollback will not help you if you don't also use the process I outline in the post. In theme tips, well, what's new in Genesis 3.2? The latest Genesis release is now available, and I'd give anything if they would stop making these releases right when WordPress has a big release out too. It's like they aren't even paying attention to what else is happening in the world. Now, there are several changes you need to know about, and definitely check after you update and purge your cache. And don't just check right then. Check the next day, too. Now, the big changes in Genesis 3.2 include the feature of an open graph tag support. Now, this is off by default, and it's disabled if select plugins are outputting the OG tags, like the Yoast SEO plugin. There's another feature, which is the ability to disable footer widgets on single entries. And then another feature of lazy load images in Chrome 76 Plus. Now, this is off by default and enable when Genesis Lazy Load Images theme support is in play. So most of us aren't going to have it. And if you've got a caching plugin, and if you have a caching plugin, it probably has lazy load turned on, so don't set up a conflict. And the last feature is to modify entry meta output via the theme settings in the customizer. Now, my webmasters are telling me they've had no issues with the Genesis update, regardless of whether WordPress has been updated or not. So I'm calling that good to go too. And again, if you have a specialty theme that has extra plugins or integrations, be sure to check with your developer or designer first. And always take a full backup first. Then, purge your cache everywhere after the update and check the site over the next couple of days. In security tips, you have exactly 14 days to get your PHP version at your host updated to at least version 7.2 before support for version 7.1 drops and leaves a security risk on your site. Go read my post that's linked in the show notes, and it has a link on how to check and change your PHP version. Now, if you're waiting around for your host to do this for you, woo, you may have a very unpleasant surprise in store if any of your plugins or even your theme suddenly breaks, as not all of them are compatible with the higher PHP versions. So check into this pronto. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Give me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies to support the free and helpful info you get on Blogaid and to help your buddies. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.